And he said, hey, I've heard of this cat before. I said, he's going to be on live tonight. Now, I've got an awesome message for my great friend, Derek the Change Man Smith. Mm-hmm. He was listening to the whole thing. He said, please have him to send me his number, loving his music.
Change Man, thank you so much.
Man, I'm telling you, that's a connection that you want. That is definitely a connection. Man, I'm telling you, the Change Man, if you're listening, how many years have we been friends? 3 years, 4 years? I don't know, but it is, he is my friend, my brother. And as a matter of fact, I had, the last time I saw him as was in College Park, Georgia, February the 24th. And we were having a birthday celebration, and one of the rare times I could get out of the studio. And I hooked up with the Waymaker.
Hey.
Ms. Aretta.
Okay, the butterfly.
The lady songbird gender.
Yeah.
One of my favorites. Mika Mika.
Mika Mika, she's a mess.
Man, look, a whole damn mess.
I didn't want to say it like that.
Well, I'm just, that was the title of the song, okay? Oh, my. Oh, God. Ramon and Rush.
Yep.
Master T. And it was a birthday celebration. My birthday is in March. But I agreed with the Waymaker. I'm going to start my birthday in February this year. Okay. And go through the entire month of March. And went down, took a break, and it was a blast. That's it awesome. Was a blast. I thank you guys so much. College Park, love you guys. Oh, my goodness. Shout out to Derek the Change Man Smith. Oh, he's going to be in Columbus, Georgia, along with Bruce J.
Ah, see.
Along with Bruce J. Oh, man, look, ladies and gentlemen, we are here to connect the dots.
Yes.
Okay? Wherever Mr. Jones is playing, let me know. Okay? Let me know, brother, and I will let you, I will broadcast it. And also, your music has gone into my rotation.
Ah, man, I don't know an artist that ever existed that wouldn't love those words. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for the opportunity to be on the platform. For real. I appreciate it.
Oh, man, delightful, delightful, delightful. Now, let's get into something a little more intricate here.
Okay.
How does all this come together? Mm-hmm. Do you write all of your music? And let's talk about the collaboration you have with other singers, or
yes.
Do you do all your backgrounds? It is absolutely tell us.
Okay.
Talk to us.
I'd be glad to. So first of all, before I do that though, let me apologize to you.
For what?
Because this last track that you played, Rush, I mistakenly sent you the instrumental to the song instead of the actual song. I don't know if you heard me or if anybody else could hear me, but I actually started singing because I was like, wait a minute. where are the words? So.
Okay. Yes,
forgive me for that.
No apologies necessary. You know, I tell you, keep talking. Let me see what I can do here.
Okay.
It might be some things I can do. Okay. All right. It's gone.
To answer your question, so I do write all of my lyrics. Even when I do have the opportunity to collaborate with another artist, I try to make sure that I feel like it's something that would be beneficial to moving their brand forward. So that's kind of like, I wouldn't ask, this might not be the best example, but I wouldn't write a song for Michael Jackson and then tell Prince to sing it.
Right.
Like, so I try to make sure that if I do have an open spot and I need someone to fill it, I find someone that I know their artistry or their artistic trajectory is already in that lane.
Uh-huh.
So I don't get to collaborate with a lot of people just because, like I said earlier, I do try to make sure that, the people that I work with are serious. Because it's an investment of everybody's time and effort. So, and time is the most valuable thing you have. Like, once you can't get it back. So I ain't trying to waste none of it.
Okay. Tell me this. I'm listening to you loud and clear. Not only am I listening to your music, but also listen to the way you speak as well. Where did you go to school?
So I graduated from the University of Southern Mississippi, and I am currently pursuing a master's degree in IT communication.
Okay.
And I'm sorry.
No. Don't apologize for anything. So, oh, wow. And I can see how all of those things are important.
Yes.
To have a knowledge about the IT, because everything is working that way, right? With the technology, obviously. And if you're not connected, with media platforms or IT or being able to be, put your brand out there, someone who's deep into IT, they know how to, okay, this is the best way to distribute whatever I'm going to do. And one of the best ways to be able to, communicate with an audience. So absolutely. I can see how that could be connected there. Let's get back to, your education as far as music concerned. When you got to college, what music, programs were you involved with? Were you in, the choir? Did you play, do you play any instruments, by the way?
So, I used to. It's been a while. Some people say it's like riding a bike.
No, it's not.
Right. I'll say, so, but I have played. I played trombone all throughout high school. I also played baritone.
Wow.
I was self-taught on the drum set.
Right.
But that's really it.
Right, right. Oh, that's amazing.
I want to learn guitar, piano, and saxophone, though.
Brother, I can appreciate that. I was a music major. Okay. And my major regret is that I never really proficiently learned the piano. You know, I never did. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, for an entertainer, that is one major, major instrument that you really want to tackle. If you, my thing was, I played the trumpet, right?
Okay.
And my teacher, he said, I think you should play the baritone, but if you want to play the trumpet, just go on. I just thought the trombone was sexier.
Yep.
But I made a mistake. I made a mistake because later in my college career, I picked up a trombone and found out how easy I could play that, but I wasn't as proficient as I, you know, so sometimes it's important to listen.
You're right. I was told to play saxophone, but the popular kid in my class signed up for trombone and I was like, well, I want to be better than him. So I fell into it on some petty jealousy stuff.
But. Hey, bro, I'm feeling you, bro. So we're going to have to put that aside right now. But I also wish that I had, I wanted to take piano lessons, but my mom couldn't afford it at the time, right? I really wanted to take piano lessons. But hey, guess what? I'm doing what I'm doing and I'm having a great time doing it. And life has its challenges. And also, there are roads to that are less traveled.
Absolutely.
And we need to explore those roads and seem like that you're doing that, brother. I really appreciate you. I have one more song. And, again, I want you to share with the audience. How can they contact you, your music? I need to share your number with Derek the Changeman Smith. Okay. I definitely do. And we will do that. But tell us anything and some things that you want to express that I may have missed.
Okay. Again, everything on social media, any social media platform that I'm on, whether Facebook, Instagram, whatever, is at I Need Jones Now. That's why I put it beside my name. so I want to make sure if I forgot to say it, it was going to be right there.
Right.
So that's my social media handle. Artistically, my name is Jones, Waymaker decided to put Mr. Jones on the flyer because he said, oh, I like that. That means you got a standard to live up to. Which, if you look for anything that belongs to me, it's right. Just Jones.
Jones.
Ms. Emma, I'd love to answer your question. You said, what do I do for fun? I like to eat. I like to dance. So my thing as an artist, honestly, I realize, and I think a lot of people take for granted how powerful you are once you get on that microphone.
Wow.
You have control of the entire feeling of the room. So I try to have as much fun as possible when I get on the microphone.
Bang.
Because I want to have that. If you pay $20 for a ticket to come and see Jones, I want you to leave and feel like that ticket should have been $50. But I just got a whole lot more than what I paid for because it's an experience. And you're sharing your time with me, so I want to make sure it's worth that.
Dan, you know what? I just feel like we've been friends forever. And I just met you, man. I tell you why, because I love your personality.
Thank you.
I love your take on life and
thank you so much.
And not only are you a great, great artist.
Thank you.
But the humility there. Where did that come from, brother?
You know, honestly, it's from God. I don't have all of the answers to that. Honestly, it's just, going around, I'm appreciative because I know. Nobody has to give you a chance. Like a lot of artists do feel like they're entitled, whether it's due to their talent or how long they've been doing whatever. That doesn't matter because this is your platform. Like you said, if you wanted to talk to the CEO, he right here. Like,
yeah.
You make that choice. You know, you can have like me. I reached out to him because I saw that they were having a show in Pensacola and I'm right on the street. So I was like, well, I would like to participate in this if there's any room. And me just being me, I was like, I'll help the show. I'm not looking to get paid. I'm just really looking for the opportunity to share my music with the people. And he was like, you know what? For some reason, I don't know why, but I like you.
Right. And that was easy, man, because I liked you when I first talked to you. You have that type of personality, man. And that is a gift.
Thank you.
No, that is a real gift, brother. Because a lot of artists, you know, whatever, you know, I don't care if they just drop one song. They think, hey, I'm the man. I'm the girl. No, folks, we're all, no. Okay. Because there might be somebody sitting next to you that might be just doing something more important. Yep. Okay? And when we contribute, and we contribute humbly, and that's the way I bring, this network, to the network. Wanted a network that could appeal. If you have a grandbaby, I want them to be able to listen to this network.
Absolutely.
Okay? I mean, I'm serious about that. And there's certain things that I will not, and there's certain genres of music that I will not play.
Absolutely.
I refuse to play it. I don't want anything nasty, anything degrading, or anything like that. I don't want that. And some people believe this or not, we're in our 10th year right here on the bus. Thank God for that.
Oh man.
Oh my goodness.
Congratulations on that.
Man, I thank you, brother. And it was an idea. I was in California. I'm sitting on my patio and I said, wow, I was invited to be a co-host on a local radio network. And I did that for a while. And, eventually I took over as being host of a half hour. A talk show.
Nice.
And then I said, wow, I really want to do something. And the doors opened that I was able to start my own network. And then I was left with 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with nobody with me, but me.
Wow.
And We'll talk about this a little bit later, but it was New Year's Eve 2014. Mm-hmm. And I got on and I was up all night. I was so excited. I was up all night that night, just playing music and talking. And then the next night, and then the third night, I said, I can't do this. I need to find some more people to help me. So anyway, that's a whole nother story, brother. But I'll tell you what, man, you are absolutely delightful. You're amazing. And I've got one more song to drop for you.
Okay. Let's do it.
Oh, let's do this right now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Monday Night Madness. Yours truly, WBN. Mr. Jones. Come on now. Tell me what's your game. I like this already. Strike, love your frame. I like it already. You got my mind working overtime. Got me about ready to drill like a combine. Don't mean to be so blunt, but you got everything I need. This is good. Hey, Chris Ross. No pressure on you, but you're shining like a diamond in the mine for you. Patricia Ma. I'm around in my dome and I'ma let it be known, baby girl, I'm trying to get you home. She looked back and she said I was looking thirsty until she got me a drink. I just stopped and laughed cause I didn't know what to think. We get in this relationship, we gon' be on the sink. And we gon' be on the bed and we gon' be on the floor. And whenever my pen is ready, I give you some more. She got me up so high, so you never reach it. Motivate me just like a speaker. She's a mama. I like this.
So elusive. It's been 26 days, now we're exclusive. And I'm telling you I love it. I'm giving you my all and then I'm thinking nothing of it. Seem a little reserved, but like I'm handing you my Bible, I'ma give you my word. Everything is gonna be finer than a print on a document, and I think that it's a sign that you just stop and observe it. I'ma start it. Boy, are you ready or not? I told her why, but they wallowed, they tried to drop it like it's hot. I ain't trying to waste no time, trying to get to the top, and it won't even take
a minute
to see that I rock. I'm trying to think inside the box, put my head all in this, and I bet we synchronize. If you let me swim, they call me Master P, cause I know no limit. Put in work all in your cavity like I was a bitch. So wavy, baby, let me just say that I'm one part man, the other half amazing. And one more thing, I shoot the gift so crazy. Whether we hit Target or slide by Macy's, hey, you're a queen, and so you should be treated. The mother one's Jack's son, please tell him to beat it. Ripley jeans, gotta see it to believe it. Man, I'm telling you, my honey is the sweetest. She's a mama.
Okay. Oh yeah. Mamacita. Man,
bring the beat back.
I love that.
Let me just say that I'm one part man, the other half of the
end. I had to back it up.
So crazy, whether we
had to back it up.
Slide by Macy's, hey, you're a queen, and so you should be treated. The mother one's Jack's son, please tell him to beat it. Ripley jeans, got to see it to believe it. Man, I'm telling you, my honey is the sweetest. She's a mama.
Come on now.
You know that I'm
the You know how we do it. The buzz. Featuring Mr. Jones. Come on, son. Mama Sita.
Hold up. Bring the beat back.
This is Jones.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you need to quit, but don't quit. Oh, Mamacita. Oh, boy. Oh boy, I love that, man. Wow.
So much. That's produced by my good friend, my brother, man, Outkast Music.
Oh boy.
Right there.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. I just got a text a few seconds ago from one of my all-time favorite listeners.
Okay.
All-time favorite listeners. She listens to everything.
It's a big
And guess what? And she lays down the good, bad, and the ugly. If there's something that goes wrong, she says, hey, I didn't like that or whatever it is.
Yeah. You need people like that in your
life. I want it.
Oh, that's so important.
It is. And she, let me just tell you what she said.
Okay.
He is awesome.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Man, I
truly appreciate that.
Hey, bro.
That means a lot.
It means a lot for us, okay, to have you on this network. And I think I may have another version of, I don't want that. God dog it all. Okay. I don't want to, make any mistakes. I don't care if I make a mistake or not, but I really don't care. But anyway, hey brother, you've got to come back.
Gladly.
Got a question for you. You may have had other interviews before, but we don't have interviews. Okay. Is this the best conversation you ever had?
It's definitely up there. It's definitely up there.
I'll take
that. Favorites. One of my favorites, absolutely.
It's been fun.
All day.
My friend, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And tell your friends. Now, this broadcast will be on the website in 24 hours.
Okay.
Your friends, family, associates, they can go to Studio W. That Buzz. Studio W. That Buzz. Go to archive shows.
Okay.
Archive shows. And they can hear this again.
Studio W. Buzz. Go to archive shows and it'll be there.
It will be there. Hours. Please share this with your friends.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, my friend. Have a good night.
Yes, sir.
It's been my pleasure, my friend.
Likewise. Thank you so much, WB. Thank you to all of you in the comments. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please share. Matter of fact, I'll text you. From that number that you called me earlier.
Right.
I send you my link tree that's got like more articles that have been written about me and things like that, that you can send over to the Change Man, if he needs it. He may not even need it, but whatever the case.
You can come directly to me.
Yes, sir. Will do.
Change Man, you can CC anybody. Doesn't matter. Guess what? I happen to know. The CEO. Okay.
I love that so much. I do.
It's my pleasure, my friend. Hey, have a good night. Have a good night. Please enjoy the buzz. Hey, brother. Enjoy your night.
I'll never ever let you go. No, no, no. Love will never.
right. Still wanna ride? Oh, still wanna ride?
Oh, I wanna ride.
Come on now.
I think I wanna ride. Oh, I think I wanna ride. Mm-hmm. I think I wanna ride. Oh, I think I wanna ride. Wanna ride. I think I wanna ride. Oh, I think I wanna.
Wow.
I thank God for giving me the strength to find my way.
Say,
right. My days must go away. Oh. The sun comes back to shine. It's right. Time to go outside.
Come
and on. To take a ride.
Say, I want to ride. And you had a baby. WB. On the bus. The best on the planet.
I think I wanna ride. Oh, I think I wanna ride. Wanna ride. I think I wanna ride. Oh, I think I wanna ride.
Let's rock this pain away. Turn the gray skies to sunny ones.
You wanna ride?
We got some work to do, but I think we can get it done. So let's ride till the wheels fall off. Keep rolling on through these country hills.
Come on.
We got a long way to go and a short time to get there, but we'll get there, God's will.
Woo! He wanna ride.
Oh, he wanna ride. He said he wanna ride. Oh, he wanna ride. I think he wanna ride. Oh, he wanna ride. Want to ride. Oh, he wanna ride. A bird in my hand, it's worth two in the bush.
Wow.
You just pull it, I will pull it.
Oh. Oh. Say you wanna ride.
The world ain't perfect, and I know problems will arise. But I seem to feel much better when I'm able to take a ride.
I think you wanna ride.
Oh, I wanna ride. Ooh, I think I wanna ride.
Wow.
I think I wanna ride.
Bill.
Ooh, I think I wanna yeah. ride. Wanna ride. I think yeah, I wanna ride. Ooh, I think I wanna ride.
Come on now. You have any idea what you in for? This is the buzz. Studio W.
I think I wanna ride.
The baddest.
Ooh, I think I wanna ride.
Come on.
Shine. That's when it's time to go outside and man, let's take a ride. I think I wanna ride. Oh, I wanna ride. Oh, I wanna ride. I think I wanna ride. Oh,
shit took my breath away. Riding down the coast of California, the top was down, we fooled around, and then we drove away. Leaving off the coast of California, she said she wanna ride. Ooh, she wanna ride. She wanna ride. She said she wanna ride. Ooh, she wanna ride. She wanna ride. Now I know the world ain't perfect, and I know problems will arise, but I seem to feel much better when I'm